This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we considered our freedom not to sin as presented by Paul in Romans 6. I picture this in a way I can readily relate to. I have a natural fear of dogs, so I'm happy when they're tied up. Better yet is when they're in a cage. Imagine a vicious dog in a cage with the door locked and you have the key in your hand. No matter how vicious his growl, he is as good as dead as far as hurting you. If he calms down and appears to be in a good mood, I might be tempted to go close to the cage and talk to him. I might even reach in where it's safe to pet him. If he responds positively, I might open the lock and crack the door open so I can pet him more easily. If that goes well, I might be bold enough to let him out so we can play together. But if I do that, I subject myself to the possibility he will return to his old vicious self and turn on me. A caged dog is how I view being dead to sin. The old nature is rendered powerless, verse 6. A caged dog is still alive, however he has been rendered powerless. He's as good as dead, no longer able to victimize me. On the other hand, if I try taming or playing with him, I leave myself open to being attacked. Similarly, my sinful nature is rendered powerless by Jesus Christ. As I trust in Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to control my sinful nature, I'll experience freedom not to sin. That's victory. In Christ, my natural tendency to sin has been rendered powerless, like a dog locked in a cage.